We now welcome on the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike Lennon. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob. Morning.
Congratulations to you and your team. Certainly a huge win on the road against Charlotte. As you've gone back and looked at that that film, what impressed you with the way you guys played?
Well, I thought we played obviously well offensively. Of the 10 possessions that we had, scored 7 times. You know, 2 of those possessions were taking a knee, one at the half and one at the end of the game. We were able to run the ball with some effectiveness. The guys we talked about were going to have to, you know, lead our team, from Bronson Yoder, Donovan Lester, Malachi Emo, you know, all those guys. Hollis Mathis did a great job as well. We tried to find different ways to get the ball in his hand. You know, defensively, thought we did well. We played his first a little bit, but, you know, we had a bend but don't break mentality. Their first possession, I believe they went 15 plays to score. And so, and at the end, it looked like we probably were in better shape, you know, than them. And it's the disparity of the numbers that they have based on what you have. Sometimes it's the other way around, but I thought our guys just kind of gutted it out and finished the game strong, particularly the latter part in the fourth quarter when made them punt twice coming out of their end zone, and then another time on the, you know, on the other side of the 50. So very pleased and excited about the first game, but now, you know, as you know, it's on to the next challenge and the next opponent.
Bunch of questions lined up for you. First from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Mike, could you discuss the impact of John Pius at linebacker, particularly near the end of that game when he started really getting in the backfield of Charlotte?
Yeah, John, it was awesome just to kind of watch the process of his maturation, having been here last year and then playing in the game where he seldom goes out. And he's on a one-phase special teams. And at the end, you know, big-time players need big plays in those big moments. And I thought John is going to getting better, better, and better about rushing the passer and start putting pressure on the quarterback, hitting the quarterback, the sacks, all those things. He and Nate Lynn and the guys up front did a good job of getting after the quarterback at the tail end. And you needed that. We needed that. You know, we were able to get the long touchdown pass to Lachman Pitts to go up, and then knew they had to throw the ball to get back in it. And when you got guys that can rush the passer, it helps. And so John is, you know, it was game one, but, you know, he looked pretty good doing what he's really good at.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Next question from Mario O'Brien. Good morning, Mario. Mario, you're on mute.
There you go. Early season mistake. Good morning, Coach. You know, John, just to ask you about Bias, how much does, you know, what he did Saturday or Friday open things up for Nate Lynn and vice versa?
Good morning, Marty. I think, you know, when other teams are doing the scouting report, they look at the who and the what can cause you issues. Obviously, I think John is one of those guys, and if he is one of those guys, then, you know, we're going to have to do stuff with Nate as well to create one-on-one situations for both of them. Play Nate inside, play him outside, put them both on the same side, just different things like that. So you want complementary rushers not only from one side, you want pressure on both sides. You want push up the middle. You have different things. You call the different games to allow the movement of the pocket and allow opportunities to get in the quarterback's throwing lane. So, you know, John can keep on being John, and just his get off, is the length that he has will continue to be disruptive. And if they have to do some things like keep a back end to chip him before the back goes out, I mean, that's all part of it, you know. But right now he's doing a good job, and now we're on to game two to make sure he continues that.
In your experience, having done this 3 times now, what does getting a win over an FBS team do, or what does it not do for the team as you move forward?
Oh, wow. That's a great question again, Marty. I appreciate that. Yeah, the opportunity to have done it 3 different places, 3 FBS teams. What it does do, it provides a level of confidence for sure, number one. You always talk about the disparity in scholarships. You talk about the numbers on the rosters. You talk about, you know, that being for us an away game, their place, their home opener. So you want to build on the confidence level that the players have because they executed in front of a hostile crowd and played really well in the fourth quarter. So I think those are the things that you always want. It's game one. There's a lot of things we got to get better at, Marty. There's a lot of things, you know, we need to make sure we take care of. But, you know, when you're trying to build confidence and build, okay, next game up approach, because the next team we play, Campbell, they're really good. They're probably the biggest team we played since I've been here. Two big 6'7" offensive tackles and defensive ends that can rush. They had the number one FCS recruiting class in the country. So, you know, we can't rest on anything. We got to make sure that we continue to put our focus on our next opponent, and that's Campbell. Thanks, Marty.
Next question from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Mike. How you doing?
Dave.
You touched on this in your opening statement, the conditioning. And through three quarters, that was a sort of a shootout, sort of a back and forth. And then the fourth quarter, you totally shut them down defensively. How much of that offseason and conditioning and so forth do you attribute to that? And just, if you would, just kind of talk about how they executed in the fourth quarter, how your team executed in the fourth quarter on defense.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I believe that the aspects of being able to train, you know, football is year round. I mean, people think that you take a couple months off. You know, these guys did a tremendous job this coming out of last season, studying, training with Coach O'Meara, Ken O'Meara, our strength and conditioning guy, being here in June and July, and then August camp, those types of things. You know, we practice, you know, I talk about spot the ball anyway. We practice at 6 a.m., 5:30 a.m., 8 a.m., 11 o'clock. 6 p.m., whatever it is, you know, whatever time it is, we got to perform. And I think the guys have adopted the philosophy of, you know what, there's 100 yards on our field, 100 yards on their field, in any field, any high school field in the country, but you got to play. And the mentality of having older guys on the team that have played in games, you got to compete. And so the ability to, you know, to sustain those levels that are going to give you an opportunity to win, it manifested itself on Friday night, as you said, in the fourth quarter, critical that, you know, when they had the ball back coming out of the end zone back there to keep them down there. I know their quarterback didn't play. Then the next guy that was playing, he left the game. They brought in their third quarterback, their receiver, one of the best receivers they had. He had to leave the game for a moment, but we still were applying pressure and building a wall in terms of, you know, the linemen up front. A lot of guys played. And it's just a credit to, you know, trying to build depth when you don't have it as much, and just being, you know, playing complementary football. I think that our defense played off of our offense. Our offense had their drives, their moments. We had 15 explosive plays, which is a lot of plays when you go, you know, when you go deep. There were long runs, there were long catches, and that helped us. And then kicking game, you know, didn't hurt us. We kind of traded, you know, we're kind of even on both sides there, but we held our own, and you know, the field position was a plus to our advantage. So I hope that answers your question, Dave, but it was just one of those things. I think the game was played that fit the strengths of all three aspects of our team, offense, defense, and special teams.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question from Kevin Marshall. Go ahead, Kevin.
Coach London, Campbell whipped the Citadel and held them to less than 180 rushing yards. How much does it help you to watch that game film when you don't run the triple and they didn't really do anything on defense that you're probably going to see this week?
You know, Kevin, obviously, you know, Citadel runs the triple option, and, you know, we do some elements, but not like what they do. So the best you can do is kind of identify personnel, you know, kind of evaluate, you know, who their, as I said before, who their best players are, where their strengths are, what maybe a perceived weakness might be. But it is different, you know, from the standpoint of our offense preparing, you know, for their defense because of Campbell running, because of Citadel running the option. Defensively, you know, we got a taste of how they operate and what they do. So we've practiced those kind of schemes and systems before. Whatever they show on defense for us, we'll just have to be ready for it. And that's when you hope the accumulation of reps in training camp and odd front, even front, pressure fronts, man-to-man, zone coverage, all those things. You hope that's part of what you've learned in camp can also can aid you in getting ready for, you know, for this Saturday's game.
Mike, before I let you go, you touched on a little bit on your comments about the offense, but Darius obviously had an outstanding game, but you also played him and Hollis together a lot. And talk about the problems that that causes for opposing defenses, and is that something that I assume that you'd like to be able to continue throughout the year?
Yeah, they complement one another. The ability to run, and throw, to pitch to. To distribute the ball to other players, you know, on our team. And so, you know, whatever aspects or whatever the game planning parts are going to be, they're going to include having the skill set that Holly has. And then, like I said, but you have all the other guys like Donovan Lester and Yoder and Malachi Emo, those guys that have done a good job as well. So the goal for us is to try to get the ball into our playmakers' hands, and it showed itself Friday night. And that's the goal for us, is continue to keep trying to find ways.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time here this morning, and good luck on Saturday against Campbell.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.